Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Behind the black, Bob Zimmerman. The last we left on the surface of Mars, Curiosity was struggling to drill a hole in a particularly stubborn rock. Was it the drill? Was it a bad day for Curiosity? Was it the rock? Bob Zimmerman is here to update us on the ambition of Curiosity to bring back or to explicate, because it has lab on board, what that rock is made of. How are we doing, Bob?
The science team of Curiosity attempted for the fifth time this past week to drill into a geological layer they call the Mauka Band. It's a very visible, flat layer that is visible on the flanks of Mount Sharp in many places, all at the same elevation. So it's a unique layer. It seems to be resistant to erosion. That's why you get this flat platforms, ledges, essentially, on the flanks. Well, surprise, surprise, because it's resistant. It's also hard to drill into. They tried four times, were not successful. They tried a fifth time this past weekend. I have a picture of the drill hole on Behind the Black, and it appeared to me that they've drilled deep enough now to get samples for analysis for the first time of the Mauka Band. And I have anonymous sources in the science team who tell me yes, but they have not yet confirmed this. So we'll have to wait and see. It could be they'll change their mind. But the hole seems deep enough, and there seems to be enough sample material to work with. The hole itself is interesting because the layers of the Mauka Band, there's many, many layers. That's Mars, it appears. Many cycles, many layers. But they're hard. And so the drill goes into it, and you can see on the picture, the top layer, it broke it like a plate. And so it's structurally hard and strong enough that when the stress of the drilling did not make it crumble, instead it, a large section broke off, separated from the lower layer, and broke like a plate. And it's just kind of interesting. It's almost like, you know, if you try to drill a hole in glass, you'll get large, you know, fractures. And this seems to be happening here. I've got a panorama. Go ahead, John.
No, I'm remembering this drilling by our favorite failed experiment on Mars, where the drill got pushed back out, the probe got pushed back out. It looks like this was able to go subsurface and not get pushed out.
Essentially, it was able to drill down enough so that the ground is hard. So the previous four attempts, they just simply could not drill into the ground enough. This time, they appear to have drilled down enough to get samples. Once again, they haven't confirmed it, so we have to wait and see, but I suspect it's good. The picture, the panorama I include here is really significant because it's just so amazing and spectacular. It's once again a good shot of a little hill I call a hill of pillows. And what's really interesting is comparing this to the Perseverance pictures, you know, that you want to go to next, John, which is the picture.
Let's go to Percy. Because he's got Percy, it has a wonderful photograph of its little buddy Ingenuity. What am I looking at, Bob?
Yes, this is a picture taken by Perseverance by its left navigation camera, looking forward in the direction it's going to travel. I've got an overview map so you can understand the context of the picture. And in the picture is Ingenuity. Often this has got an arrow pointing to it so you can see, because it's really just small and it's not very distinct, and the resolution for the navigation camera isn't that high. So it's not a, if I zoomed into this, it would just look like pixels. From a distance, you can tell it's the rover. It's the Ingenuity. That's where it landed after its 46th flight, so it did another flight over the past weekend. Perseverance has been really moving fast up onto the delta behind Ingenuity. They're really moving quickly to get up to the top of the delta and to start doing additional exploration there. What I found most interesting is to compare these two panoramas between the two different rovers, Curiosity and Perseverance. To go to Behind the Black and you look at both, you can see that the terrain where Curiosity is on the flanks in the foothills of Mount Sharp in Gale Crater is significantly rougher and rockier than the terrain on the delta in Jezero Crater, where Perseverance is. It almost looks like sandy dunes where Perseverance is. Now, these are not dunes, and it's not sand. This is real rock. But it appears that the material here is smoother and is not as rocky and less... Less hostile-looking or strange-looking, but they're both alien terrains, without question, John.
Bob, this photograph, for some reason, reminds me to say, let's put a mothership like an aircraft carrier on Mars and launch all drones. We could cover an enormous amounts of the landscape with a mothership that advances the communications hub and the repair facilities, and then Ingenuity is the mother of all drones.
And yes, you're not the only one thinking this. I've posted already. There have been a bunch of pictures taken by Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter in the Giant Canyon, Valles Marineris, with planning a Mars drone helicopter mission intentionally. And this is something they think about very, very seriously. And over the coming years, it could very well be that we won't send rovers anymore. We will send fleets of helicopters.
Oh, off of a mothership. We go to IBEX. It's in safe mode. What does that mean?
They didn't call it safe mode. I call it safe mode. They called it contingency mode. This is just words. But they had a computer issue that prevented the spacecraft from accepting commands. And this has been going on now for about 2 weeks. IBEX is in Earth orbit, and somehow it can investigate the interstellar boundary between the solar system and beyond. I don't know how it does this. I've never understood that. But it doesn't matter. It's been up for a few years. It's gotten some good data. But right now it's in safe mode. They hope that if they'll get their command capability back when they do a reset and power cycle in early March, John.
SpaceX scrubs Endeavor. Try again. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.